Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Albert Hall. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The first baseman, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jeff Blauser. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, David Palmer. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Matthews. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Greg Matthews. And now, play ball. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Obergefell reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blauser strikes out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard strikes out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Blauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oquendo for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Blauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews fires to first and has Blauser trapped. There's the throw to Smith, who tags Blauser for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive towards third. Pendleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Virgil and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Palmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pendleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 2 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Blauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Morris pinch hits for Greg Matthews. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ricky Horton now pitching. Albert Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Obergefell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Obergefell reaches second base with a double. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. Obergefell moves to third. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Bill Dawley now pitching. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 3 in the game. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Acker now pitching. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murphy. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blauzer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murphy. Pendleton reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 3-2, Braves. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Murphy. McGee reaches second base with a double. Pendleton scores. Clark moves to third. It's Braves, 3, Cardinals, 3. Jim Lindemann pinch hits for Lance Johnson. Tom Hare pinch hits for Jim Lindemann. Gene Garber now pitching. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is walked intentionally. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0 for 3 in the game. Oquendo bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clark scores. McGee moves to third. Hare moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Atlanta Braves, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.